Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Big day, big doings in Cleveland. Guardians getting ready to play the Tigers. If they lose, season's over. Great season, though. Very, very fun. We'll see. If they win, game three tomorrow, winner moves on. And the Browns deciding that Dylan Gabriel will be a better option for them as the starting quarterback in London against the Vikings than Joe Flacco. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I am Jeff Phelps. This is not Andy Baskin. It's Dan Menigan.
Take the fan with you wherever you go. Listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And also, if you missed us during the day, you can always use the rewind function on the Odyssey app or catch us on our podcast. You can find those at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. We're right there. Give us a listen.
As you were heading in for the game today, I hope we did a good job getting you ready for it between all the baseball talk and the traffic updates. And hopefully that's all cleared up and everybody's in the stadium without too many issues. The Browns announcing their decision with a press release before Kevin Stefanski spoke today, which is interesting. Kevin chose not to make any announcement on Monday, whatever reason, he didn't have to. But we all kind of, when he didn't commit to Joe Flacco, we kind of thought, okay, they're going to make
something
a change
smells
of quarterback.
Here.
Yep. Yeah, they're going to make a change of quarterback.
Here's your indications.
Kevin did speak today, and he talked about why Dylan Gabriel is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Excited for Dylan. He's handled everything really well since he's been on campus here. We're just going to have to support the young man, coaches, players, offense, defense, special team.
Support the young man. Isn't that funny? I think that's funny. Let's support the young man.
Going to need everybody pulling in the same direction.
Yeah.
One behind another. Left hand over right hand.
Now, the Browns have a record of 1-3.
In unison.
Their point totals, is it bad that they're so easy to memorize that I have 16, 17, 13, and 10 in the four games?
It's a little sad that you have that memorized.
I have it memorized.
More that you have that memorized, which there might be an intervention coming on that one.
Might be.
But also the fact that right now, those numbers are pathetic. I mean, they're just pathetic. There's no other way to put it.
And see, let me take that and turn it into this. A lot of folks, and a lot of folks who we respect, Daryl said he wouldn't have made the move now. You wouldn't have made the move now.
I wouldn't have made it now.
I would. And the reason that I would make the move now, Dylan's not going to play any worse than Joe Flacco has. And the offense isn't going to play any worse than it has with Joe Flacco at quarterback. That's on the offense. It's not on Joe. So I don't have a problem making the move after four games and a record of 1-3 and an offense that hasn't put up more than 17 in a game. Kevin Stefanski on why making that quarterback move now was the thing to do.
I think the big thing for me is we need to all be better. We need to coach better. We need to block better, catch better, run better, all of the above. We need to be better. And I know the quarterback position gets quite a bit of scrutiny. I understand that. But this is about our entire team playing better.
Okay, so what did Kevin tell you about why make the move now? Nothing.
We need to make sure that we wipe down the equipment in the weight room better. We need to make sure when we throw our trash into the trash can and we miss, we go and pick it up or make the shot a little bit better. We need to make sure that we clean our plates better before we put them up for someone else to wash them later. Oh, we just need to have everything get better.
That was half Coach Kevigan there. That was half Coach Kevigan.
Well, some of it has become
it was the snarky comment without the snarky voice.
Some Coach Kevigan really is the Kev and the Menigan. There's a little of each.
If, you know, what we don't know is what marching orders the front office and the coaching staff have been given for this season. You know, that's big picture here. You know, was it, hey, we're going to take a quarterback next year, and so, you know, you're safe for next year. Or, hey, you better win some games this year, or you're not going to be here next year. We don't know if they've been given any orders from, you know, or any symbols, any signs like that, win or you're out, or, hey, don't worry about it because you're back next year. And that might play into this whole decision.
You and I have said the writing is on the wall from the very beginning.
As soon as they made the trade.
As soon as they've traded down from the second overall pick, the writing was on the wall that this was a multi-year retool. If you prefer that term to rebuild.
Taking quarterbacks next year.
And they're going to take a quarterback next year. And so I think what this is your backup quarterback of 2026, 2027 is currently getting some reps in right now so that he can either A, be for sure the backup quarterback, B, be the starting quarterback, which puts you in a really interesting position that you could take some other positions of need,
yes,
or C, and probably the other part of it, they bring in a whole different group of people to come in here. But they're probably looking at this and going, look, if this is heading south and we all think this is going to head south, let's get our backup some reps due to the fact that he's going to be here next year because he's cheap and he can understand the system, and maybe he could be an aide to Lenora Sellers or Garrett Nussmeier or Drew Aller or the kid from Oregon can't come out yet, or whomever you want to point to.
But here's the other
Arch
thing.
Or whatever quarterback du jour you like.
I think another factor that goes into this, why make the quarterback move now, and I don't think this will happen, is this gives Gabriel and maybe eventually Sanders, but Gabriel for now, if he goes out and plays well and keeps playing well, he's going to have 13 games.
Yeah, it's a pretty good sample size.
And there's a very, I'll call it an outside shot, that he can go ahead and say, hey, look, you don't need to draft a quarterback. I can be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say he goes out, plays well, they win some games. And all of a sudden, the Browns are drafting, and let's not get carried away. Let's say the Browns are drafting 10th next year, and the Jaguars are drafting 13th. Well, that might not be high enough to get the quarterback you want, or the next quarterback you want, or the third quarterback you want. And just because you have two first-round picks doesn't mean somebody's going to trade you the pick that it's going to take to get the quarterback you want. So you might as well try and find a guy and see if a guy can play. And I think that's what they're going to try and do. Dylan Gabriel is the beneficiary of this right now. He is the starting quarterback for Minnesota. He met with the media. First question, he was asked about being named the starter.
From the beginning, it's the moment you look forward to as a competitor. But, you know, it's part of my job, you know, to be ready, to be that sense of hope for everyone, to continue to be better and come together and create momentum for each other. So excited for that, but just also extremely focused at doing my job at a high level.
Guy sounds like the real deal. That means nothing. But he certainly does not seem overwhelmed at the idea of being a starting quarterback. And probably for good reason, he started more college football games than any quarterback ever. 64 college starts.
He's also older than your typical rookie quarterback is going to be.
He's not like 21-year-old Jackson Dart.
Yeah, he's close to 25. I mean, at that age, you've seen some things. You've understood some things. You have a better understanding of life than somebody who's coming in who's 20, 21, 22. You have a better understanding of some things. So you're going to sound a bit different. You're right. He sounds like a leader, but we live in Cleveland, Ohio. We've been through this for 26 years. We've had quarterbacks sound like leaders. We've had quarterbacks sound like, you know, they have no idea what's going on. We've had quarterbacks that have a serious grasp of an offense, and we've had quarterbacks that never opened a playbook. You've heard it all. You've had quarterbacks that curse. You've had quarterbacks that speak as cleanly as humanly possible. We've heard it all. You've heard yelling and screaming. You've heard people who whisper.
Gabriel was asked about being ready for this moment. And again, Dan just mentioned he's older than most guys, you know, at this point as a rookie. He's played parts of 6 years in college football, 5 years as a starter. two at UCF, mm-hmm. two at Oklahoma, the last one at Oregon. Huge touchdown, 155. I think it's the most touchdowns ever thrown by a college quarterback. This doesn't mean that it's going to translate to the NFL. Think of Case Keenum. Think of Colt McCoy. Guys who were really successful as college quarterbacks and then were okay.
Every Hawaii quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And every Hawaiian quarterback.
Yeah.
But Gabriel, on getting ready for this moment, starting quarterback in the NFL.
A lot of walkthroughs, a lot of meetings you got to be really tuned into. And then, you know, I think just you look at all the work from beginning of OTAs and rookie minicamp to now, I think that's all installation that you can really pride yourself on and the reps built up. So moments, you know, that build up and then to get here, but extreme focus on just doing my job at a high level and continue to do that for one another.
I will say, I like the way he's looked in the limited times we've seen him. You know, he had bad interception in the preseason. Okay, well, you're working on things in the preseason. Also had some moments in the preseason that were pretty good. And then the drive right down the field against Baltimore, that was nice.
But it's the preseason. You know, well, you take everything with a grain of salt.
The regular season activity, though, I thought looked good.
Yeah, that did look good. Yeah. Again, granted, prevent defenses and, you know, everybody kind of going at, okay, run the clock out speed. You know, we're going to play hard because we're going to put this on tape. But alas, we're, you know, kind of running out the clock on top of it. It was one of those things. It's nice to see him do it. I want to see it for a full game. Jeff, I want this guy to be good. I want this guy to be good. It would make things so much easier if they somehow fell into a quarterback in the third round. It would make it that you could maybe find yourself to a Jeremiah Smith in the first round of next year and get your premier numero uno holy mackerel wide receiver. The same way that you could look at and get your premier numero uno left tackle and stop playing the DeJuan Jones. Can he stay healthy? Can he stay in shape? Can he do all of those things? And it would happen to DeJuan is a bummer. It would be awesome if you could put yourself in that situation where everything falls into place and now we can supplement the roster because we have the quarterback. It would be fantastic. It's unlikely, but it would be fantastic if that ended up being the case.
The guy who does not get the spotlight here spoke with the media as well. Joe Flacco started the first four games. Joe threw the second most passes in the NFL. Had the second worst completion percentage. We've mentioned that numerous times. This is Joe Flacco on being told that he's no longer the starting quarterback.
I think the tougher thing is just going through what we've gone through the last 4 weeks and just not being able to produce the way we've wanted to. You know, listen, when you're in the moment and you're having conversations with people, it is what it is. You look people in the eye and you tell them how it is, and that's what it is.
That's the way you'd expect Joe Flacco to handle a situation like this. Let's follow that up with, did he expect this?
I don't think I foresaw it. Anytime you're in this league, I mean, everybody's always getting evaluated, and you know, the job of a quarterback is to help your team win football games. So I don't know if I foresaw it coming. But listen, me and Kevin can have a good conversation. It wasn't like it was anything super long or drawn out like that, but got to the point and had a good conversation with him about it, and it is what it is.
That was Joe Flacco. What do you think, folks? Browns are going with the rookie quarterback, 216-474-0092. We'll hear more from Stefanski when we come back. We'd love to hear from you. Dylan Gabriel going up against the Minnesota Vikings. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.